This is Public Radio 90 WNMU-FM Marquette. I'm Nicole Walton, and it's another Conversation with the President. NMU President Fritz Erickson, thank you for your time today, and thank you for coming back.
Oh, thanks for having us, Nicole. I always appreciate it.
And we have Mike Rotondo, Director of the NMU Financial Aid Office, in as well. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Now, we hear a lot these days about the costs of college and how are we going to pay for it. Let's turn the discussion a little bit to financial aid. First of all, why is it important to the university that it help pay for these costs?
Well, complexity as well as the affordability issues are important to us as a university because it's very much about access. And access comes in a lot of different ways. And one of the ways that we support affordability, we support access, is through our entire financial aid system. And so, and February is a very important time for the financial aid system to really prepare for next year.
Now, I hear the university processes more than $90 million in financial aid each year. What types of aid does that involve, one of you?
There are a lot of different sources of aid. One of the things I think a lot of people miss is the university provides almost $20 million of direct funding from our own coffers, if you will.
Wow.
And so, because we think it's important to make sure we do everything, we do really our part to do everything we can to make sure that college is as affordable and accessible as possible. And then there are all the other sources.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer is urging students to fill out their FAFSA, which is the free application for federal student aid. But it's not just federal aid that depends on the FAFSA being filed. Is that correct?
Yeah, there are many types of aid that come off of the FAFSA application. There's state funding through the Michigan Competitive Scholarship. There's student loans. There's grants and other scholarships that depend on the completion of the FAFSA application.
As the president mentioned, February is an important month regarding financial aid. Why is that, Mike?
Well, we look at this is the time of year that students are really starting to gear up for their 2020-21 FAFSA. This allows us to get everything in order so that as the spring progresses, that we're able to finalize the financial aid before the students are leaving campus in May. How can we best provide students an opportunity to complete this process before it becomes a stressful situation over the course of the summer.
And I've also heard that one of the forms of aid is from donor funding.
Very important part of the aid that we do. We have nearly 500 students that receive direct scholarship, direct aid from donor-funded scholarships. And there's just a wide variety. And the access to those is in many cases, really driven through the FAFSA, based on need and other kinds of factors. But there are a whole host of opportunities, and we really encourage our students to make sure that they get their name in that hat to be considered for this. And it's particularly important when you consider that the average scholarship is about $1,700.
Wow.
And it ranges across the board for different academic areas, different kinds of student needs and so forth. So it's very important for students to make sure that they apply, that they get into competing for these scholarships.
Now, NMU does go out and tell people about parents and students about such things. Is that right?
Yes, we've been actually promoting the donor-funded scholarships, and we have an open application period that's currently open through Monday, the 17th. So we've had it open for about 3 weeks now. We've been reaching out. Different university entities have been reaching out to students in different formats and trying to get students to become aware that the scholarship applications are available.
Now, what's going on Friday on campus regarding there's an event scheduled?
Yeah, what we're doing in my office, in the financial aid office in Hedgecock, is we are having a iHeart FAFSA event. It coincides with Valentine's Day, and we try to do that every year. And my staff and I, we are completely accessible to walk-in folks that want help with either getting started or completing, or just questions that they have along the way of completing the FAFSA for next year. So this is our opportunity to reach out and say, hey, it's time to get the FAFSA started, get it completed, let's get things rolling, and we're here to help you with a dedicated day so that you can just come in as it makes sense.
And Mike and his team do an extraordinary job of helping educate people about the FAFSA, but also help people complete the FAFSA. You know, this mm-hmm. is a federal form, and we've all filled out federal forms. It's about that time of the year. Mm-hmm. And so there can be a complexity. And to have such a wonderful team really dedicated to helping people make sure they do that correctly, accurately, timely, because it can make a real difference.
And if anybody has a question about financial aid, where should they go?
Oh, they can contact us directly. They can come into our office in Hedgecock. They can contact us through the phone, 906-227-2327. They can contact us through email at FAO, like financial aid office, FAO@NMU.edu.
Okay. President Fritz Erickson, Mike Rotondo, Director of NMU Financial Aid Office, thank you for your time.
Thanks so much, Nicole.
Thank you.